Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work in Sanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home for, well, more than 10 years now, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more.
Today, we're going to talk about when and how to say no. Is that okay, Patrick?
Well, Tom, hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll understand that sometimes yes is the wrong answer. You have to understand the implications of that answer. So after having given it a lot of thought, I will answer your question by saying, yes, I think. What was your question?
That was close. Whether we should do this topic for the show. Yeah.
then yes, definitely.
Because yeah, in this case, that would have been bad. But sometimes you do need to say no. I mean, it wouldn't have been wrong if Patrick was like, no, this is a horrible idea to say no. And that's tough. That's tough, especially when you're the only one who could say no. I think those of us who have worked for other people, worked in organizations, don't realize until we become independent how easy it is to let the boss say no, let the organization say no, let the situation say no, instead of having to make that call yourself.
Yeah, and in, when you're in an organization, and maybe a lot of you are in that organization setting, things are defined. You know what your job is, and for parts of it, if a request falls outside of your role, then you can say, maybe you could ask whoever to do that.
Yeah. Because HR takes care of that. That's not me. Yeah.
Right. But in this case, you are the one point of contact. And I think a lot of people don't realize for independence, and I really think even for people who are independent, who aren't independent, but who work from home a little bit more, all of those questions come to you. There's no filter. There's no barrier. You're the one who is accessible to everyone who has a request. So it can become a little bit overwhelming. And I think that the important part, because a lot of us will think either I don't want to disappoint that person, and so I will say no because I don't want to, either lose future business or something like that. Or just solely on the basis of, well, it's work, I need more work, and maybe that request is paying work. But yeah, you can't stop just at that first element. You have to think about, as I was saying, the implications, like what does saying yes imply for you for the next week, month, year?
And that really does matter, even if you're in an organization, but you're working from home, right? Because, yes, it may not be as dramatic as being independent, but you're the only one around who's going to see the toll it takes on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the toll can be significant, especially if you are, because we're all hesitant to say no. That's the key thing, right? We don't want to, it's hard to say no. It's hard for the person we're saying no to, and maybe even more importantly, it's hard for ourselves. I don't want to be the one saying no to a lot of people, and really bad saying no.
I mean, some of you out there are probably like, "Oh, it's easy to say no," but even those of you who are more curmudgeonly and easily say no, find yourself in situations where you don't want to. Maybe because you want to do the thing, but it isn't a good idea for you to do the thing.
Situation, yeah. But there are, at least myself as an independent, there are a lot of things. I work in podcasting, and that's something that I love doing. So the default is kind of this mindset of, I'm so lucky, I love to do these things, and that's what I, took a huge leap of faith to be able to do. So I shouldn't be saying no to things that I love doing. But in actuality, sometimes yes is the wrong answer. Sometimes you do have to pull back a little bit and just decide that you have too much on your plate. And more importantly, it's not just one thing that happens now. It's things that might have implications down the line. And it might, again, be a little bit cynical, especially when you're based in Europe. I think the approach to this is a bit different. At some point, you might need to ask yourself, is it monetarily worth it for me to say yes? And the answer might be no to that yes question.
So we know that it's sometimes put out there that it's you should say yes to everything. It's how you advance. And there's pressure on you to do that. There's also just, like Patrick was saying, wanting to be nice, wanting to be friendly, you know, wanting to have good relations with your coworkers or your clients or whatever. How do you say no, Patrick? How do you get yourself to say no without sounding rude or without feeling like, you know, you're doing something awful? How do you do that for yourself?
I think you have to be okay with being a little bit of a, with thinking of yourself as being the a-hole a little bit. Mm. Sorry for the language, but that's how it feels to, even if it's completely reasonable, I think you're thinking to yourself, oh, people are coming to me and being so nice and acknowledging my expertise, for example, or, and it's, isn't it like a little bit, a-holy, sorry, I can't find a better word to say no. It might be, but the important thing is for you to be able to keep going before, you know, it's kind of like the mask when you're on an airplane and there's a loss of pressure. You have to put the mask on yourself first before you help others, right? And if you feel like you're overworked and an extra project is just going to do more harm than good, then yeah, sorry. I think it takes a little bit of confidence in your skills as well. When you're first starting out, obviously you're learning the job and you're, you know, you have to work as much as possible. It might have to do with age a little bit as well, and your family situation, and being a little bit more established in the field that you're working in, and having the confidence that, you know what, sorry, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm worth, not necessarily just money-wise, but time-wise, and I can't do this to myself for all of these reasons. And that sounds, that makes it sound a little bit like, you know, the bad person in the bunch that takes themselves too seriously. But sometimes that's what you have to do, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe jerk is a better word, because I have to go.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was looking for. Yes.
But you have to do two things. One is not mind being seen as the jerk, but also convince yourself that you're not actually being a jerk. At least for me, it's I have a very justifiable reason for saying no here, and be okay with that. And like you said, it takes confidence to do that. You have to be confident that you're like, well, you know what, I'm doing the right thing. And if they think I'm a jerk, they think I'm a jerk. It's just, you know, the way it's going to be. A lot of it also for me is in how do I approach the saying of the no, right? Because if you just, someone says, can I get, and you, before they finish their question, you're like, nope, like that is kind of being a jerk. So I think there's a way to say like, gosh, you know what? I really wish I could help you here, but I can't, here's why. Or even sometimes there's no reason to say, here's why. Like, no, I really just can't. Depends on who you're dealing with. Right. But you have to have the confidence. I think you nailed it to say like, no, I really do need to say no in this situation.
Yeah. And I think it's very, if you are able to have the confidence in your ability, in your skill, in your craft, you'll know it. The hard part is to recognize that you're at that level, because I don't know about everyone else, but I have a terrible imposter syndrome all the time about everything. If, you know, empirical evidence shows that everyone is in that, your is telling Tom.
Yeah.
And so the difficult thing is that you don't realize, you don't want to, you know, it's hard to get over that step where you admit, okay, you know what, I'm good enough to say no. And I'm terrible at this because I never say no to anything. Or I'm trying a lot more. But the first few times are so freeing that I think you get into the habit very quickly. And again, the habit is not say no to everything. The habit is saying no when you really think that it's not the right answer to say yes.
Yeah, you have to build up your own comfort with saying no to have the confidence to say no. But once you've done it once, it helps because you're like, oh, the world didn't fall apart. I actually got more time in my schedule. I was able to do the things that I needed to do. So it is, as we said at the beginning, understanding the implications of saying yes that will help you understand that you need to say no. Like work through that part and say, well, if I did say yes, it would make this harder for me. It would leave me with less time to do this. It would not bring me a benefit, or the benefit it would bring me would not be as much as if I was able to give that time to something else. And once you understand the implications, then I think you'll feel like, well, I need to say no. And it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that process is really important. It's not just saying yes to please someone else.
Yeah.
It's so committing to something more likely. Maybe, you know, maybe it's just an interview that's going to take you. I'm thinking about media people now, but maybe it's just something like that's just going to be one point in time and it's going to take you a couple of hours and then that's going to be it. But you're going to have to prepare for it a little bit. And there's going to be the back and forth to know when it's going to be published. And that maybe you don't want to have to deal with all of that. So think about it beforehand. And but it's tough. You know, I'm not here saying, oh, just, you know, say no and it's super easy. It's going to be it's not just saying no. It's going through that process of becoming able to understand and admit that you can and want to say no.
Yeah, learning to say no to yes.
Wait, what? Oh, it does make sense. I get it. You are correct.
So let's review. What's our takeaway today?
Again, saying yes, sometimes saying yes is the wrong answer. So you have to understand the implications before answering.
But please don't say no to us. Keep coming back for another Work Insanity, because we hope we're helping you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
And you can send us your questions at contact@workinsanity.net. Please remember to do so. We will cover them in an upcoming Q&A episode, potentially. So contact@workinsanity.net. I'm Patrick Beja, and you can catch up with me at notpatrick.com, where you'll find all of my links to everything I do.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at tommerritt.com and find both of us at workinsanity.net. No. I mean, yes. Till next time.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.